hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. And we have Mermaid Tony Puppet. In the
Tony,
studio.
The mermaid puppet.
Tony the mermaid puppet. No, what? Mermaid Tony puppet? Mermaid whatever. What
say my name. Say my name.
See, okay, the thing is, if people want to find either Tony
she can
with
beatbox.
Two eyes, T-O-N-I-I, the
right.
mermaid puppet.
On Facebook. Right?
On Facebook, they need to know what order it is. So it's Tony the mermaid puppet or Mermaid Tony scuba instructor.
Which she's on the phone with us right now. Tony, how are you?
Wonderful, because you know what? I've got more legs than Tony the Mermaid Puppet.
You have more legs. Is that what you said? Or more likes?
Well, I do have more legs as well, but I have more likes
okay.
on Facebook now.
Oh. Ooh.
I thought she said she...
I'm up to 71.
She weighs more.
Oh. No, that was wrong.
Oh, that ain't right.
Well, you know, I got to say, Tony the Mermaid Puppet has gotten a little beefier. Look at her. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but if you look at the pictures... And you look at the video that we're filming right now in the studio, Tony, I think you're going to see that the camera has put on 10 pounds on the puppet.
I have been working out.
Okay. I believe it.
This tone. This is all muscle.
But you look a little beefed up. I don't know. What's...
Isn't she living with you now, though? What have you been feeding her?
She is not
she
living with
help.
Me. Don't start any bad rumors like that, Tony. No mermaids are living with me.
Mm-hmm.
This Tony mermaid puppet, she's been hanging out here at the studio and just hanging out here. And then,
unlike other Tonys that can't be bothered to come to the studio.
Well, no, you were working today, Tony, right? You were been working, Mermaid Tony, down in the Keys. You've been working today, right? Come on.
She's working. Working on nachos.
No.
What?
I'm not working on nachos. I currently have a Greek salad and I might have an adult beverage with me.
Ah, well, hey.
A geek shower?
No, she said a Greek salad.
Oh.
I was supposed to be working, but the weather down here is currently absolutely horrible. So
yeah.
I got saved from vacuuming out dried salt from inside the bilge of a boat. That was my job today.
The vacuuming out dried salt? Why would you do this?
Salt
why would you? Why is that just, you
well,
mean you're,
brush.
Yeah. The boat what?
It's boat yard work. It's boatyard work, so
okay.
you do what you got to do, and once a year the boats have to get cleaned up, then someone's got to do it. And apparently, I'm the most small and easily compactable employee they have. So it was my job.
So they were going to send you down to the bilge and have you suck out all the salt, dry salt or goo.
Actually, what they do is they send her down there with a cooler of margaritas.
Yeah,
and just come back when you're done.
Is that how it works,
then
Tony?
Then she could put the salt on the margarita.
Right. I think
they said no salt. No salt on the margarita.
Oh,
don't ruin it. Don't bastardize the margarita, evidently. But you got blown out from those duties because it's, what, too rainy?
Duty.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over the obnoxious
It's a duty.
The puppet's easily amused, Tony. What do you want to do? You know what I'm saying? See, this is what happens when I have to resort to working with a puppet because our real live mermaids are down in the Keys working too hard. You hear what I'm saying? This is what we've had to resort to.
So this is my fault?
Yes, that's what I'm blaming you. Of course I am. But
no. I'm down here teaching scuba, having a great old time. Just because the weather's a little bad for a couple days doesn't mean anything, and I get blamed for her.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that the blame does fall to you, but if you want to be more busy and make it so that Tony the Mermaid Puppet has even more time in the studio and you have more time teaching students, how can students find out how they can get instruction from Mermaid Tony?
Well, first of all, they could like me on Facebook.
What they can like you anywhere? They can like you in the street, at the airport.
There's a first time for everything.
Oh, jeez.
So you
can
keep dreaming, honey.
Tony's. What the hell is going on between you two? Well, I hear such tension in the air. You know, Tony, you want to be liked more than the puppet or vice versa. What is this? I thought
Craig,
you guys were part of the same pod.
I am used
You're
to this.
You're a team.
Well, we are. You're the one that keeps saying on the air that I don't like the Muppet because she has more likes than me on Facebook, which is funny because that hasn't been true for about a month now. So you're the one.
But who's keeping track?
No, wait. Okay, you're right. I'd heard today that you had overtaken the puppet or regained your prominence as more likes than the puppet. I just didn't know. I don't pay attention to that. I don't look at you guys as competitors. I look at you as sisters of the sea. But there seems to be some tension between the two of you.
It's all good.
Are you sure, Puppet?
You
don't have any animosity towards the real-life mermaid, Tony?
I love all people, even salt suckers.
Okay. And Tony, how do you feel about this? Do you have any issues with the Puppet? Are you guys...
she loves me. We're sisters.
Is this true?
Stop stirring the pot, Greg.
I'm not stirring the...
Greg.
It's a little creepy.
Greg.
She just said it was creepy.
It's a little creepy the way she stares at me.
Tony, honey, listen to me. Listen. Try to understand what I'm telling you. This is all for ratings. Greg just likes to stir stuff up. He is a master. He is a dive master, and he's a master of BS.
Well, thank you. I'm a master at stirring the pot. Is that what you're saying?
I'm a master scuba diver trainer. I am not a dive master. I am, but I'm more than that. Thank you, Muppet. Puppet.
It's Puppet, but I can understand how you might get confused.
You know, after a margarita, of course. But
so when you go to check out Mermaid Tony, scuba instructor on Facebook, and like her so she continues to have more likes than Tony, T-O-N-I-I, the mermaid puppet, you could, from there, get more information about how Tony could be your scuba instructor.
And you will get a lot of people that were looking for me online and accidentally find you. So you're welcome.
How are other things in the studio other than, her being there today?
Well, yeah, okay, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Hate the player, hate the game. One love.
Everyone's watching the FSU game.
One love.
They're not doing very well.
One love. It's the ACC. Who cares?
Well, there you go. I don't know, but I think you guys are one and the same as far as if you find each other, you can find each other. I mean, whether it's on Facebook or there's a Mermaid Tony tab on ScubaRadio.com, there is not one for the puppet on ScubaRadio.com.
What's up with that?
Well, you don't.
What's up with that?
Well, they can go to Mermaid Tony and they can find you, puppet. I mean, Tony, if someone asks you accidentally and thinks they're talking to the puppet instead of you, you'll forward them to the puppet, right?
No.
Oh, boy. Okay.
See, she's just jealous because she doesn't have an army.
I was trying to bridge the gap.
I'll tell you what. If you go to scubaradio.com, there is a fantastic picture of both Mermaid Tony and Tony the Mermaid Puppet right there on the front page, right when it comes up, and you get to see how distinctly different the two are.
Yes.
Yes, we are very different.
They are very different. You know, that picture was taken back at happier times.
This is all just show business.
I have a feeling. I don't know. I'm sensing
Greg
some
loves
tension.
To stir up the muck.
I think this is going to end up being some kind of wrestling competition thing. It'll be.
Oh, don't be silly.
We're going to be calling Hulk Hogan and getting him in here to like orchestrate some kind of match between you two.
Don't be silly.
Tony,
is there chocolate pudding involved?
Chocolate pudding. I'm game. I'll buy the chocolate pudding. What do you say, Tony Puppet?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It on.
Are you ready to rumble? You know, so, I don't know. Bill,
let's get ready to blow bubbles.
Oh. That hurt.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You guys are bored today, aren't you? I can tell.
Well, it turns out that, Mermaid Tony, we appreciate you being with us. Coming up in the next segment on the world on Scuba Radio, we will be talking with Alan Sherrod, who is a world record diver. Yes, he's with SouthLakeDivers.com today. So he's going to be there, and he's going to give us a report on what's going on with the Wreck Racing League and also about his record that's coming up next here on the Scuba Radio program, a program dedicated to the world of scuba diving.
And mermaids, because he's at Weeki Watching, home of the mermaids. He is. And I don't know if they have any puppets there, but we'll ask him. Maybe that's how he got through his world record. He talked to a puppet for a couple days.
Seems likely, doesn't it, Tony?
Maybe. Yeah, who knows?
Love you, Tony!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that the spot was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
We like to go down here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And somebody's evidently went down longer than anyone in a freshwater lake is Alan Sherrod. He's on Scuba Radio right now, runs South Lake Divers here in what is Claremont, Florida, right, Alan?
Yeah, Greg, it's in Claremont, Florida. Been there for almost 12 years. Claremont, Florida.
He's been underwater for 12 years in Claremont, Florida. That is a record. That's remarkable.
No, the dive shop's been there. I didn't stay but 120 hours, 14 minutes, and 11 seconds.
How many hours?
120 hours, 14 minutes, and 11 seconds.
Wow.
5 days.
5 days underwater in a freshwater lake. Is that what it was?
How do you eat?
Drink. I didn't eat nothing. I just had something to drink. Gatorade and Ensure. That's all I had for a week.
Wow. So liquid food for 5 days, underwater.
So
and
liquid in, liquid out.
Evidently.
Liquid in. Keeps it rolling.
Keeping it rolling.
Goodness
so,
gracious.
So, I mean, but was this a freshwater lake that you did this in, Alan?
Not when it was done.
Not after that.
Yes, it was a lake right down from my house in my hometown. I grew up there when I was in high school. We used to have lunch down there at the lake, and they did skiing in the lake. And since I'm a lifetime resident and it's something I want to do, I decided to choose that lake, and that's where we did it at.
Nice.
Lake David in Groveland, Florida.
Now, you broke the world record for the longest freshwater dive by how many hours or minutes? What was the old record?
By 13 minutes and a few seconds.
Okay. All right. So you just got past the mark and said, I'm done. That was really the purpose. How did you feel after 5 days underwater, not to mention the shrinkage issues most guys would encounter?
By that, he means the end of your fingers.
My fingers were fine in a couple of hours, and my hands healed up. They looked normal again after about 5 hours, and I went to sleep and slept 3 hours, exactly what I'd been sleeping, because that's as long as the tank would last. And I woke up, and I realized I wasn't underwater anymore, so I slept 7 hours and then enjoyed my weekend, and I was walking again in 3 days just fine.
Wow. So when you came up out of 5 days, you even had problems walking, I guess. Is that the case? Because you were weightless?
Been weightless, and, you know, you have a little muscle loss over that period of time, just sitting there stagnant, doing nothing. And, of course, my feet looked pretty bad, and I could walk around. I just couldn't walk around very fast. I went diving 2 days later, though, but it was hard getting used to being back on land for a little while.
Now, after 5 days, even in a freshwater lake, I mean, how deep were you? On an average, what was it?
About between 8 and 10 foot deep. I had to go down to 20 foot for 20 minutes, so I went 22 for 22 minutes, and then I moved up to 8 foot and spent the rest of the time at 8 foot.
Okay.
On an average, 8 to 10.
All right, so you had already worked out this profile over 5 days and knew that you weren't going to get into any nitrogen issues even after that long of a time underwater?
No, not an issue. Submerged like that, usually the number that you're looking at that's critical is 26 foot. So if you stay at 21 foot, even up to 24, but once you go beyond 26 foot, you start some real serious nitrogen loading, and that's where you're going to be coming into saturation situation.
I got it. All right. And what about some of the issues when you prepared for this world record attempt? Because you know, you can only plan for something like this so much. I would imagine there might have been a few surprises along the way. Were there?
Oh, golly, yes. We'd planned the first attempt I made to make sure I stayed away from people and didn't catch a cold, and thought we had that all covered and I wouldn't get a cold. And 2 days into the first dive, I got a cold. Some of the issues on the last dive, we anticipated good visibility due to our practice dives the week before, and of course that didn't work out. We ended up at sometimes with only 8 inches of visibility and never more than 4 foot of visibility. So didn't plan on that low of visibility at all, and that was a big problem later on in the week on the fourth and fifth night. The visibility was so limited, it was kind of spooky.
Yeah, well, I bet. What do you do in that case? You were basically locked up in a box for 5 days then, it sounds like, more or less, weren't you?
Locked up in a Right. I spent the last 2 days, I didn't move from a platform that was 8 by 10, and I only stayed on half of it. So I was on an 8 by 4 section, and it just wouldn't go anywhere. Just change tanks, eat, and sleep. And I had an actual, made a monitor that I could take underwater, 15-inch monitor, and watch movies. And I had a keyboard that I could update my Facebook and everything with, and then on the fourth night, it got flooded, so I was without it for the last 2 nights. But up until then, everything was going pretty smooth.
Wow. All right. So really, that's all you had to keep yourself entertained was watching a bunch of movies and updating your Facebook status, at least for the first couple days.
That was first couple of days, and I had lots of visitors. When you do this, sometimes you let people know you get quite a few visitors. I had a gob of visitors. We kept it to as many as wanted to come during the day, but then we kept it limited to just my safety divers at night. And I've known my safety divers, some of them, for 10 or 12 years, so we just sat down there and write notes back and forth on the MagnaDoodle.
You know, that's just so few times you get to say writing notes back and forth on a MagnaDoodle. But did you keep making that guy with the beard? Anyway, that's something totally different. Did you get to see any mermaids while you were there underwater? I would think 5 days, if there were mermaids to be seen, you would have seen them during the course of 5 days. Or was visibility that bad?
Now, the visibility was just perfect to see mermaids. I know that on the fourth night I saw them quite a bit, and asked my safety divers where they went, and they said they never saw them. So I'm saving some of that for my book about that part of it.
Yeah. Well, where you started hallucinating, I guess, right?
Now,
that was some serious hallucinations.
Now, the name of your book is Me, a Mermaid, and a MagnaDoodle. Is that the name of your book?
It might be.
That
might
would be a good
now.
Name.
Yeah. All right, so you're at Weekiwachee Springs today, though, right?
Today, and I actually saw a bunch of real mermaids and swam around with them quite a bit. So I did see. These are real. I'm not hallucinating today at all.
Okay, for a change. Well, hey, what? Guess
keep
what?
On smoking it.
Oh, wow. All right, well, hold on there, Alan, because we have a mermaid puppet in the studio with us. We're going to find out what they're doing over at Weekiwachee today. But it involves underwater, you know, scooters that they mount and ride or something.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Actually, Alan, am I saying your last name correct? Is that right? Sherrod or Sherrod?
Sherrod.
It is Sherrod.
Alan Sherrod.
Okay.
Yeah.
And SouthLakeDivers.com is the website to go to find out more about his dive operation there in Claremont, Florida. But today you're at Weekiwachee Springs for the Rec Racing League's next race, which happens tomorrow, I believe. Am I correct? They're practicing today. Today is like the qualifying round, and then tomorrow they get their scooters and start racing around with mermaids and all kinds of crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, tomorrow it counts. Today we ran 6 or 7 heats and give them a chance to follow the course layout, get their starts off, and maneuver some of the curves, and just get the feel of the spring and how it was going to work out for them. And we've had a really good time. We've seen some of the familiar faces, Michael Lapona, who won in Pompano, and he also won on the Vandenberg race, David Yolala, which has won several times, Kelly Friend with Adult Audio and Video, or Audio and Video in Paradise, and they're here, they're having a great time, they're getting their scooters in tune, and tomorrow we bring the mermaids out. The mermaids will be cheering them on as they make the turns in the race, and be waving the checkered flag for them here at Weekiwachee Springs at Weekiwachee Springs State Park.
Nice. Now, are they going to have a racing mermaid? We were trying to do that in Pompano, but we had some issues trying to work that out. Well, we did. I was a mermaid wrangler that day, but we had strong current, and it kind of put a damper on entering Mermaid Tony in the underwater race.
She would have beat them all.
Yes. She would have raced pretty well,
too. The current was very, very strong that day, and there was a lot of things. And that was the reason I suggested bringing it to Weekiwachee, to have a more controlled environment and allow people to see what we get to see when we're down there racing.
Right, good point. Yeah, you got a really amazing little underwater amphitheater there, Weekiwachee Springs.
Turtles and vomit.
You can go to recracingleague.com for more information on the race at Weekiwachee, as well as some upcoming races that they'll have after this weekend. Right there, once again, recracingleague.com. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the World First Radio Show, the Mermaid Diving. We'll be right back.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. It's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
All right, and so, Alan Sherrard, is he still on the line there, Bill?
He is still on the line. He had something. He was telling me something here just as I was saying goodbye to him.
Sorry about that, Alan. What else can you add to today's big radio show extravaganza? Are you there? Alan?
Well, now that I'm headed to Lauderdale by the Sea on October the 22nd, and I'll go underwater October the 24th through the 29th to break the saltwater world record for duration dive.
Okay. All right. So freshwater water was not enough for you.
I figured I'd get right back in.
That's right. Hey, there's another Everest on your horizon. Why not?
And now,
why not?
What is your target for the saltwater record?
Target for the saltwater record is 3 days. The record standing right now is 50 hours. So they put in a new system, a reef system called BioRock on the 26th. And I figured I could do the saltwater record there, bring some attention to this new artificial reef system they have installed. And I really like diving Lauderdale by the Sea. So that's where we're going to set the new saltwater duration record.
All right, so the saltwater record is about half of what the freshwater record is. So this should be a cakewalk for you, right?
Yes, it'll be. And I dove in the lake, was in the worst conditions possible, so this should be a real vacation to do the saltwater world record.
Nice. Well, and you're going to do that when?
I'll be going down to, I'll be at Gold Coast Scuba on Commercial Boulevard in Lauderdale by the Sea on the 22nd, and I'll actually go underwater on the 24th and stay till the 29th.
Okay, well, fair enough. That sounds great. And, of course, I can go to your website, southlakedivers.com, and make connection with you if they want to help or participate in any of these festivities I'm taking, right?
Right, southlakedivers.com, or you can go to Windjammer Beach Resort, which is in Lauderdale by the Sea, or Gold Coast Scuba at Lauderdale by the Sea, and all of us are posting about the saltwater world record and the end of October.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations on that. We wish you luck, Alan. It's great stuff you're doing. I know you're doing it for a great cause as well, wounded veterans and all kinds of things, and you can get all the information there at southlakedivers.com. And we wish you the best, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Greg.
You got it. All right. What do you think about that mermaid puppet, Tony?
Not bad for a human.
Not bad, huh? 3 days underwater without coming up. That's almost mermaid status, isn't it?
The record.
Please.
Yeah, the record for a mermaid is 173 years.
Who says? Where did you get that figure at?
No, he's right.
Yeah, it's really? General mermaid lore. I thought everyone knew it.
Oh, okay.
Are his headphones working, Bill?
I don't think so, no.
Sometimes I think he's...
I am hearing voices in my head, though. It's weird. I'm starting to wonder.
That happens.
The vodka down.
No, I think I just need therapy. It has nothing to do with the booze. You know, when you start talking to puppets and having normal conversations with a puppet, I think it's time for a visit to Dr. Phil.
Maybe a radio consultant. For some...
Oh, you mean Dr. Phil Good.
Okay.
Rocktober!
Hell yeah!
Jeez.
Rock out!
Yeah, well, it is. It is Rocktober.
I just had a three-hour flashback.
You know what would be funny, though?
This
would
be I can't imagine.
What if we decided to go down to Lauderdale-by-the-Sea?
Yes.
And like, our...
We've been to all those places down there.
It's a great
Lauderdale-by-the-Sea, because they used to have Ocean Fest down
there. But what if we went down there and, like, shadowed Alan and did, like, you know, 3 days in 1 minute? Like, as soon as he comes up out of the water, then, all right, give me the thumbs up.
Then we go, oh, I see where you're headed here.
What do you think? What do you think there, Mermaid Tony?
Puppet? Let's do it.
What do you, Bill?
I don't think this is a bad plan.
Yeah, would you do that? Because I won't.
No, I won't do that.
I won't waste three days of my life.
Maybe the puppet could go down.
Yeah, let's do the puppet.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
We just do 2 15-minute dives 3 days apart.
That ain't no.
And claim
no.
A record.
Oh! Whoa, hey now.
Sorry about that.
Wrecking
the place.
She had a little incident.
I have to sit on a couple of boxes to reach the microphone.
Yeah.
And they just fell.
Well, all we got to do is just get a cement block, tie a rope around
we
it.
We are not going to tie a mermaid to the bottom. That's
neck
no.
And throw her in the water.
No.
For 3 days?
No.
And 27 minutes?
No.
Why not?
Because that's cruel. Cruel and inhumane.
The puppet or the other Tony?
Either one.
No, the puppet, we can't do that to the real Tony. Even though
you ain't doing that to me.
Knowing how she can conserve her air.
Yeah, she might be able to make it on
one
tank.
She'll probably make it 3 days on an 80-cubic
foot
cylinder.
Because she's not human.
Well,
she's
call her Tony
a demon
bottle.
From hell.
No, she's a mermaid. Tony the mermaid.
She's a demon from hell.
Then see, here we go again. Yeah, I thought, didn't we bring these two together, Bill? Didn't they seem to kind of come up with some common ground?
You heard her demeanor.
Excuse me?
You heard
I think that was something about Demi Moore.
You heard how she was.
What do you mean, how she was? I thought you guys were, you know, buried the hatchet and everything was fine and there's no animosity between the two of you. Are you saying there still is? There's still some issue?
I'm just saying she's a demon from hell.
Okay.
But other than that, she's very nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure she is.
Well, you know, it's October, Halloween.
She's a
October!
God bless her.
Okay. Well, good. I don't know. I think you guys are fine. You'll be able to work out any differences you have other than the fact that you're stuffed with, you know, fluff.
It's not her fault. She's demon spawn.
Okay.
Whew.
You even know who her... Yeah, I won't even...
Why? No, no sense.
Have you ever noticed you can't look her directly in the eyes?
Why?
Thank you.
Good point. I guess she has a point. Have you ever done that?
It is very hard to maintain eye contact with Tony the Mermaid.
It is. But I don't think it has anything to do with like some demon possession type thing.
She is constantly reminding me where her eyes are. I have no idea why that is.
Because you're looking at her boobies.
What? Bill, you are disgusting.
You are
quit it.
A pervert.
It's just wrong.
Tony the Mermaid Puppet, I am ashamed of myself.
I caught you looking over here, too. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, and actually me too, Bill. And it's making me very uncomfortable.
I can understand why it would.
Either that or your shorts are riding up, Greg. Or did you go commando?
Come on, you
can tell us.
It's just the three of us at this point. There's no question about that.
See, this is what divers do on their surface interval.
Radio
this is how
gold.
You. This is how you pass the time
Comedy
on your surface
gold.
Interval till the time that matters, which is underwater exploring the underwater world, right?
That is true.
And, you know, if you're going to pass it talking to puppets and sharing these fishtail issues and things like that, why, so be it. You don't seem amused, Bill. See, he's even he's wearing a scuba snob shirt today, and he's kind of acting like one, isn't he?
Scubasnobs.com. Check it out. Scuba snobs. Well, it's because it was less than 70 degrees when I left the house.
No, because it was free. That t-shirt was free. That's why you're wearing it. Don't make up some
excuse. I'm wearing it because it's got long sleeves.
Swag.
And it was free.
Swag.
Yeah.
All
Greg, I've been in radio for 20 years.
Yeah.
The only currency I can ever remember being paid in is shirts. I have a few hats.
Yeah, hats. I was going to say. And soon you'll be paid in lotion. We have a new sunscreen sponsor that we're going to welcome to Scuba Radio.
Sick.
What? No, I mean, we have a new sunscreen. We're going to tell you about it next week.
I thought you were.
Why don't you tell us now?
No, got to wait because it's pretty cool. It's good for the underwater environment.
Well, that is good because a lot of the sunscreens have stuff that is bad for reefs. So
right, and this is not
right.
It's actually safe for reefs.
I like that.
There's your hint right there. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Wow, we are definitely getting down here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Going to Grenada here a week from, actually tomorrow. We'll be back in the studio next week, and then it's straight off to Grenada for some rebreather diving. We'll check in with Peter and Galinda next week, make sure they're awaiting our arrival, hopefully.
You're not trying to make this a stealth visit?
No, we're going to... last time we were on the island, you know, the radio station welcomed us to the island, the whole thing. And it's ironic that after all these years and these visits to Grenada, they still allow us to come.
Yes, it is. Of course, you are bringing mermaids.
Well, we're bringing puppets, too. This will be the second official visit of Tony the Mermaid Puppet. Because
what?
She is going through Grenada. Yeah, you are. You knew that you were coming.
What's up?
Arr, wait a minute, me laddie.
Whoa, what is this? We have Oh, my gosh.
It's Captain Dick Pirate.
That's Captain Dick. Is that Captain Dick, you're a friend of Mermaid Tony, the puppet? Are you guys got a little thing going or what?
Don't refer to me little thing, milady.
He's got wood.
Yeah, well, he has a peg leg. Yes,
peg leg,
exactly.
Yes.
And is that what kind of drew you to Captain Dick there?
Well, actually,
Mermaid Tony.
Sometimes it's because opposites attract, and Tony with two eyes, T-O-N-I-I, mm-hmm. the mermaid puppet, and Captain Dick Pirate is, well, he's the one-eyed monster.
Do you have your own Facebook page, Pirate?
No, I do not.
So you just sponge off of Mermaid Tony puppet.
Sponge, you're funny.
I let him hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
He shares his rum with me.
He shares his what?
Rum.
His rum.
Ah, you've been drinking, have you?
Well, but as soon as we get off the air.
Yes. Interesting.
It's happy hour.
You like the stash?
I love your mustache.
Oh, I thought you was trying to stash a rum.
No, it's me 70s porn stash.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's impressive.
Chicka wow wow.
If you want to find out more information.
Me pig leg be growing.
Who would have thought you could bring mermaid puppets along for your next dive trip and amuse yourself on your surface interval like this? I think we have tapped into something major here.
And there's a very good possibility. If you want to find out more about Captain Dick Pirate, who has a very small presence on Scuba Radio, you could check out the World of Boating.
Small but growing.
Yes.
That nothing be truer than that statement.
Yeah, so we have a pirate puppet on the World of Boating radio show.
Yes.
And we have a mermaid puppet on Scuba Radio. I don't know. Yes. This is starting to turn into something bigger than life, Bill. It's taken on a life of its own. The mermaid puppet already has more likes than all of us except Tony, evidently.
And up to and including and surpassing Tony.
Yo, really? Is that a challenge? Is it?
Please.
How many likes?
Not even hard.
We got to look this up. How many likes does Mermaid Tony have and Tony the Mermaid Puppet? Do we know if
you
counted?
There's no sense in doing that right this second, but I will say the difference was only 7 between the two of them at the start of the program.
Are you kidding me?
Come on, people. Come strong for the puppet.
Tony, T-O-N-I-I, the mermaid puppet at Facebook, and Mermaid Tony, scuba instructor. They both have pages on Facebook.
You know the puppet, she have t-shirts.
That's true.
The real mermaid doesn't.
Really? Mermaid Tony does not have her own t-shirt.
We have been trying for as long as we've known her to keep her from wearing anything as covering as a t-shirt. We're looking for something a little bit more revealing for Mermaid Tony.
You guys are pigs.
Yes, I do not agree with that statement.
Oink, 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 pigs.
I don't. That was Bill. I had nothing
Piggy
to do with that.
Piggy radio.
I respect our mermaids. I mean, Bill may look at them as a piece of meat.
I respect our mermaids as well. Please do not misrepresent my appreciation. Yes. Yes, I respect.
What does that spell?
Suck it to me, 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 suck it to me.
Okay, okay.
That's too many letters.
That's crazy.
He was trying to write that down.
Well, so I guess what I'm saying though is that if you go to the Scuba Radio Facebook page and you find Mermaid Tony or Tony the Mermaid Puppet, like them equally. If you pick one or the other, then we need to match them. I guess.
But wait a minute, me laddie.
He doesn't need your charity.
What's that? Who doesn't eat?
Hey, that other Tony with only the one eye.
It would seem that Tony the Mermaid Puppet has giveaways on her Facebook page, which might give you more incentive to like her
over the other. Thanks, Dickie.
You're welcome, me laddies.
Votes.
Have you seen Pirate Dick's left hand? They call me a hooker.
Yeah, it's a hook. I get it. That's funny.
Kill me.
All right, if you say so.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the tuna.
Gee whiz.
And don't forget to like her on Facebook.
And like me. Really like me.
That's how you measure your success in life, I guess.
But she has given away two of them awesome Tony the Mermaid Puppet Mermaid Army t-shirts.
Yeah, it's a mermaid army is what you have backing you up.
This soon should be going head-to-head with the Captain Dick Pirate Puppet Navy.
So we're going to have shirts for Captain Dick as well.
I don't know how much money you got, Greg.
Respect the dick!
Well, we'll
fear the puppet.
Interesting. You guys are kind of
just
a team,
those,
aren't they?
Throwing those out there against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Now can the pirate, can the scuba dive as well? Can we take him underwater
like
the mermaid?
Let's make him walk the plank. Walk the plank. Walk the plank.
The mermaid could help him breathe underwater. I'm thinking, how do you do that? I mean, just put a regulator on him? Or?
I don't think that...
first he's got to shave the mustache.
A pirate captain wants to be joining Davy Jones.
Okay, whatever. That'll do it for this week's edition
Thank
of The Big
you, everybody,
Show.
Like me on Facebook!
This is nuts.
Like me on Facebook.
All right, till next week. Remember, it's always better where Tony the Mermaid Puppet...
Down where it's wetter!
Not diving, everybody! Brother.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.